All right, 948 here at KFIZ. Thanks for joining us on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fond du Lac today rolls on this morning here on KFIZ. And I mentioned at the top of the show, 1 month from today is the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks on September 11th of 2001. Unbelievable. It's been 20 years since that. One of those moments in our history that everybody will remember exactly where they were when that happened. And as we approach the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, we are joined by Alice Greenwald, the president and CEO of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. She's joining us from New York City this morning, and ahead of the 20th anniversary, there is a national campaign, national public service campaign being announced here today. And Alice is kind enough to take some time to talk with us this morning. Alice, thanks so much for calling in this morning. Boy, 20 years since 9/11/2001. You and I just chatted briefly off the air. It's really unbelievable that it's been 20 years. But like I said, one of those moments we're all going to remember where we were when that news came out.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for having me this morning. You know, I think for anyone who witnessed the events 20 years ago, those memories, as you say, we all know where we were. We will never forget that terrible morning and the events that ensued. But, you know, as we approach this 20th anniversary, 20 years is a span of a generation. And there are tens of millions of Americans who were born after 9/11, college age and younger. We know that there were children who were very young when the attacks happened who also have no memory of this event. And we're actually at this moment of transition from memory to history. They will learn about 9/11 as history, not as something that they experienced or witnessed. And that has motivated us, quite frankly, to focus on educational programming for this next generation, finding ways to reach young people who are growing up to inherit a very complicated world in a century that in some ways began with the events here in New York at Ground Zero. You can't understand where you are or where you're going if you don't know where you've come from. Mm-hmm. And teaching this history and teaching, as importantly, how we responded when it happened, I believe are an obligation if we're going to keep that promise we made 20 years ago, never to forget.
You talk about this national campaign that's being launched ahead of the 20th anniversary. You mentioned educating the youth and the younger generations that weren't around when it happened in real time. What is this campaign all about, and why was it important to launch a campaign like this approaching the 20th anniversary?
Well, it's called the Never Forget Campaign, Never Forget Fund, and folks can learn about it by going to neverforget.org. The campaign is really geared to inviting the partnership of the nation, if you will, in helping us educate this next generation. And we do this through various forms of educational programming, with schools, with students, teacher training. We train even some of the young adults who are entering professions in law enforcement, intelligence agencies, and the military. We don't train them how to do their jobs. We train them about how the events of 9/11 impacted the agencies and organizations they are committing to in their careers. And, you know, we see an obligation to give this next generation the tools to be informed citizens, not only of America, but of the world. And, having the partnership of the nation and helping us do this, this is what the Never Forget Fund is all about.
So how can the person listening to this conversation here in eastern Wisconsin engage in a campaign like this then?
Well, anyone anywhere, including eastern Wisconsin, can go to neverforget.org and make a donation. There's also an opportunity to pay it forward, if you will. You can spend $50 on a commemorative ticket. It is actually a beautifully hand-forged metal ticket that can be kept as a memento, a keepsake of this milestone anniversary. It has comes with a little stand and can be placed on your desk or your shelf. But it also comes with two things. When you buy the package, you not only get the keepsake, you get a year's membership to the museum so you can learn more about the work we do and take advantage of the resources we provide. And it comes literally with a paper with a QR code that converts into a free admission to the museum. So a parent buying this keepsake could give it to their high school-aged child or a college student or a neighbor and say, when you're in New York, use this. Make this pilgrimage. Come to this national landmark. Pay your respects and learn what happened on that day. Learn about the courage and the sacrifice that people just like you made. And also learn about how we as a nation came together and responded and overcame and rebuilt.
If, Alice, if people want to learn more, I haven't had a chance to visit the museum myself. We had a traveling exhibit for 9/11, visit one of our local festivals a year or two ago, and it was an incredible experience just to walk through that. But if people want to see the real thing, they want to learn more about the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York City, how can they find out more and learn more about that?
Well, when they go to neverforget.org, there is a link to our Memorial and Museum website. And that's a great way to understand sort of the scope of our resources, our offerings, how to make a booking for a museum visit. All of that information is contained on the website.
Very good. Alice, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning about this this campaign. And thank you for all that you do for the museum and the memorial, too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's Alice Greenwald joining us here live from New York this morning. Again, the campaign is the Never Forget campaign. It is coming up.